Devaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we'll do the synonyms. It's a short verse. We don't have the board, so we can't repeat together, but Yada, when, to, but, because of misfortune. Para, badaya, in spite of exploiting all others. Andaha, blind. Atmane, for himself. Na, Upanamati, does not fall into one's share. Tada, at that time, he certainly, Pitre, Putra, of the father or sons, Barhishmati, as insignificant as a piece of grass. Pitre, putran, father or sons. Va, or, saha, he, the conditioned soul. Kalu, indeed. Bakshayate, gives trouble to. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In this material world, when the conditioned soul cannot arrange for his own maintenance, despite exploiting others, he tries to exploit his own father or son, taking away that relative's possessions, although they may be very insignificant. If he cannot acquire things from his father, son, or other relatives, he is prepared to give them all kinds of trouble. Please repeat. In this material world, when the conditioned soul cannot arrange for his own maintenance, despite exploiting others, he tries to exploit his own father or son, taking away that relative's possessions, although they may be very insignificant. If he cannot acquire things from his father, son, or other relatives, he is prepared to give them all kinds of trouble. Purport. Once we actually saw a distressed man steal ornaments from his daughter just to maintain himself. As the English proverb goes, necessity knows no law. When a conditioned soul needs something, he forgets his relationship with his relatives and exploits his own father or son. We also receive information from Srimad Bhagavatam that in this age of Kali, the time is quickly approaching when a relative will kill another relative for a small farthing. Without Krishna consciousness, people will deteriorate further and further into a hellish condition wherein they will perform abominable acts. Thus in Srila Prabhupada's purport, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ome Gana Timrandasha Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshulun Miritam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapanantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shiyuta Parakamalam Shigurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Saganat Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Cha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Vanchakapa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gora Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is explaining some of the situations in Kali Yuga. There are two points being spoken of here. One is that we have a certain quota given to us by Krishna. What's that verse from the Isha Upanishad? Ishavasha tatam sarvam yat kinchit jagacham jagat taktena bundita svidhanam. So we all have a certain quota given to us by Krishna, and we're able to enjoy that quota. Just like we explained during prasadam prayer, that we should take prasadam to our full satisfaction. Krishna has given us all a quota to enjoy, and we should be satisfied with that. We should not. Srila Prabhupada warns elsewhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam and other places, we should not be envious of the materialists who have very opulent situations. Some of them have very opulent situations. And this is a sign of Kali Yuga. This is a sign of Kali Yuga that in this day and age our situation in the world will be determined on how much wealth we have. For if we're fairly wealthy, we must be blessed by God, and we must be a very important person. Regardless, even if that wealth was earned by many unscrupulous negotiations, cheating, people being pilfered, stepped on. Just like it's been exposed that many of the so-called high-end stores, they have what they call sweatshops, paying people 50 cents an hour. And not just people, but they also hire children, child labor, and make the child work for many hours instead of going to school. So many other things that children should do besides enjoying their childhood. More or less, a childhood should be, besides being full of Krishna consciousness, should also be more or less enjoyed by the children. There's a certain amount of enjoyment that the children must have. One time, these parents, their child was crying. They actually wrote Srila Prabhupada a letter. They actually wrote Srila Prabhupada a letter. The child keeps crying. What should we do? Prabhupada had to explain to the parents, it's the duty of the parents to relieve the child of the crying. Because we saw in the early days that the parents actually took the child. Did what he was telling me, he was watching them. They strapped the child in the little buggy and they put the child out the door until he stopped crying. Which is more or less neglecting the child. The child is crying because the child needs something. And as Prabhupada explained, that so many people can hold the child and try to pacify the child, but the child will only stop crying if the mother takes the child in its arms. I can remember when Gornitai was a child, my son was a child, that there were a couple of days a week when his mother had to cook the morning offering. So she would put him to make sure he was sleeping, and then she would go. And every single time, after a couple of minutes, he would wake up. Where's mommy? She went to cook the offering. No, I want mommy. Well, according to Ty, I'm here. I'm your father. Come on, I'll pick you up. We had a rocker. So I would pick him up, and I would start rocking him. And he would start crying. I want mommy. So I would have to pacify him. He would be crying all the way down the stairs. We were on the third floor. He would be crying all the way down the stairs. Where's mommy? I want mommy. Those of us that are parents, they are all laughing because they had the same experience. They had the same experience. So when he saw his mother, of course, his mother was cooking the offering and was supposed to be clean. But the child is crying. His nose is running, and maybe there was even something in the diaper, I don't know. But the mother had to take the child and, you know, cook the offering while the child wanted his mother. Children are very fond of breastfeeding. Very fond of breastfeeding. It's practically intoxicating for them. They become intoxicated, and they give the exact same look as an intoxicated person. When they're breastfeeding, they love breastfeeding. When the mother had to stop the child, probably allowed breastfeeding for up to 5 years. So it was very healthy for the child. But all these things are being lost in Kali Yuga. Unless we can read Srila Prabhupada's letters, we don't know. Should we breastfeed the child? Should we not? Should we do this? Should we stop the child from? You know, we don't even know these things. Srila Prabhupada had to teach us how to bathe, how to teach us how to be a human being. We thought being a human being was, you know, having a cigarette in one hand and having a hamburger in the other hand and driving some fancy car. That was a human being for us. Get as much toys as we can. Even though we went to 12 years of Catholic school, we had not a little idea of what was spirituality. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We would pray that daily, more than once a day. But we thought, no, I should try to earn a lot of money. I should try to get intoxicated. I should try to have as much illicit sex as possible. I should try to gamble. I should try to eat meat. This is life. As Prabhupada said, when he came to the West and told us, he was thinking that we would tell him, Swamiji, go home. And some devotees did tell Prabhupada that, unfortunately. Prabhupada, you're denying us the very basic things of life. Some devotees actually told Srila Prabhupada that and left. But anyway, as realization goes on, I'm sure they're regretting that they said like that, because we know this is not really life. This is not really life. And that just as much as we are exploiting the human being, as being explained in this verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, similarly, it doesn't stop there. Exploitation does not stop at, as Prabhupada quotes here, necessity knows no law. It doesn't stop at the human being. Doesn't even stop at one's own family members. Prabhupada saw a man take jewelry from his daughter, because generally people, they give you things, especially your relatives, and you expect it. You expect it. And if they don't, you curse them and you let them know how downtrodden they are. You never give me anything. Well, I'm old now. I don't have anything to give you. Well, give me something anyway. It never stops. The children never stop asking the parents. Children, even though we're in our 20s, we're in our 30s, we're in our 40s, 50s, we never stop asking the parents. Of course, as devotees, we try to understand, well, maybe I can utilize it in Krishna's service. The other day, my father said, he doesn't call me Govinda, but he, Govinda, I want to send you some money. And with that money, what I want you to do, buy a lottery ticket. I want you to buy a lottery ticket every day. Just one. Because they think, I must have some good karma. And if I win the lottery, maybe I'll give them something. Prabhupada tells this story. This person loved to bet. He loved to bet. So there was this one race, the big race of the year. If the horse wins, the person will win $1 million. So this person, he prayed to Krishna. He prayed to Krishna. He believed in Krishna. Krishna, if I win this $1 million, I promise, in front of you, I will give you half. I will write it down. I will say it in front of everyone. So the person went to the racetrack and he placed his bet. Long shot. He was going to win $1 million. And as Prabhupada tells the story, the horse came in second. So the man won $500,000. The man said, "Oh, Krishna, I guess you already took your half." Thank you for giving me my half. You took care of it for me. I didn't have to become a cheater. Prabhupada says like that. This is the nature of the material world. It never stops. It never stops. And even in the name of spirituality, we will justify all kinds of nonsense. Just as Prabhupada said, the real enemy, we think, well, we have this enemy. I think I have that enemy. I think this person's standing in front of my devotional service. But the real enemy is right here within our heart. Kama Asha, Krodha Asha, Rajaguna. These are our real enemies. These are our real enemies. The Kama and the Krodha. It says Kama first because when our lust is frustrated, from that frustration, anger comes. And we can get so angry at the slightest thing that someone... And it doesn't stop there. Just as we see here, the exploitation doesn't stop even at one's son or daughter. It doesn't even stop at one's sons or daughter. One will steal from one's family members. It's in the news regularly. Two children sharing a piece of cake. The one child took more. The other child stabbed the other child to death. His own brother. His own brother. And so many stories, it's there daily. The children are envious of the parents. They want to inherit. They make a plot to kill the parents. And then another thing on the news recently, so many wealthy children. It's like the person that they gave the different examples of the children. The person that wanted to blow up the plane in Detroit comes from a very wealthy family. Father owns a $30 million penthouse in New York City. They're from another country. I forget which country. It doesn't matter. But he's from some poor country. And usually in these poor countries, either you have the extremely wealthy or the extremely poor, right? Osama bin Laden comes from an extremely wealthy situation. And they named dozens of people. But anyway, the point is, in the material world, the lust just doesn't stop. These don't stop at anything. Prabhupada said necessity knows no law. And they don't even need anything, but still they want to exploit like this. Because the highest exploitation practically you can do is to take someone else's life. To be at the end of a machine gun or at the end of a bomb and just blow someone to smithereens. I can tell you, when I was a child, we had a lot of fun, so-called fun, putting firecrackers in frogs' mouths and watching them just... It's so horrible when we think about it now as a devotee. I hope Krishna can forgive me. All the ants. I'm sorry. But it was very horrible. I'm just laughing at the foolishness. It was very foolish. The things we did as children to exploit the animals, the ants and the bees. Now when I was working with property division, I went on these roofs, and there are hundreds and hundreds of bees on these roofs. Is it still? Hundreds and hundreds of bees, because the bee population in the world is dying off. Somehow or other, being killed. And they're saying one of the biggest causes, there are different theories, because mostly they find that there doesn't seem to be anything wrong with the bees. They're dying anyway, or being, so they think it's the cell phone waves. And as Archie Tapu pointed out, practically speaking, people think we can't live without our iPod, we can't live without our cell phone, we can't live without our laptop. So these things are actually detrimental in Kali Yuga, very detrimental, because people put so much faith in these and they do spirituality. It's like we even have devotees that live here in the community. Hey, Prabhu, why don't you come to Mangalarti? Sorry, Prabhu, that doesn't pay the bills. Wow. Well, that actually does pay the bills, because it's pleasing to the spiritual master. And at the time of death, we'll realize what bill is being paid. And these other things, when the devotees were trying to convince me to become a full-time devotee, one of the things that really convinced me, because I was thinking, well, I have my obligation to this and that. I had my little brother, my mother is divorced, I'm helping her, you know. I thought I had so many obligations, you know, so many things I could do. They said, Govinda, if you died today, do you think that the world would stop, that they would not be maintained? Look, Krishna's maintaining the elephants eat 100 pounds a day in the most impoverished countries. You know, there are elephants in, of course, India is not impoverished and Africa is not impoverished, but we're thinking they're impoverished countries, but actually there's a lot of beauty there. But the elephant eats 100 pounds at a time, and it's being cared for by Krishna. So who are we to think that unless we do this or that, that Krishna will not, you know, help? And I see now that my family, they went on to, for instance, my brother has a five-bedroom home here in California, not far from here. He comes sometimes. He's very big, and which means he eats very nicely. So, and here I am thin, and he tells me how he can beat me up in about under 20 seconds. So with one blow, he said I'd be cold on the ground, never to get up again. So we see that despite what I was thinking at that time, well, I need to help them, I need to do this, I need to do that. But still, things went on. Things went on somehow or other. As Prabhupada came, we see in his diary, he went on Sankirtan. He didn't have even his next meal. He didn't have his next meal. He didn't have 50 cents to buy a bag of flour so he could make a chapati. He wrote this in his diary. Oh, today someone donated 15 cents. So I went and purchased one container of salt for 5 cents or 3 cents, whatever it was in those days. Because I know I used to work in a grocery store, and this was a fact. And with the other 10 cents, I purchased a stick of butter. Prabhupada would write that in his diary or whatever he would purchase. Today, someone donated 50 cents, so I was able to buy a bag of flour so I could make some chapatis and offer them to Krishna. And here we are in a situation, well, it's raining and it's cold, and God, I'll be much more warm in my room. The heater is on. And, oh, by the way, I just remembered, I haven't read for so long. And I do need a little extra rest. If I go out in that cold and that rain, maybe I'll catch cold. But this was not Srila Prabhupada's attitude. Srila Prabhupada's attitude was, it's the mango season in India. Let me go to Russia to preach. But Prabhupada, there's no mangoes in Russia. I said, oh, preaching in Moscow is much sweeter than any mango. much sweeter than any mango. And we know that whenever we're preaching to someone interested on Sankirtan, nothing sweeter. Nothing could enliven our day more. Nothing can enliven our day more. Of course, I can remember going sometimes and meeting some person who was very antagonistic. And I would get a little fired up to preach. That's another way to get. But anyway, preaching is a very inspirational thing, regardless of whether it's someone who is unfavorable. But Prabhupada said if someone attacks. But in general, we try to spend our time with more favorable situations or circumstances. So it's very enlivening when we meet someone. Wow, I was looking for this Bhagavad Gita. Or, wow, I haven't seen you. Just like I met the devotee who helped write that illustrated Bhagavad Gita the other day. He said, wow, I'm so happy that I met the devotees on Harinam. I didn't know who he was. Devotee's name is Chris Murray, Dr. Chris. So happy we could run. He was with a group, and everyone in the group was so appreciative. And I think they all gave donations. I can't remember how much. But anyway, they all gave donations, took books. So ecstatic. And I remember that. But how many people do I remember who try to harass the Harinam party? Or I don't remember anyone yesterday saying, I'm not happy to see. I don't remember anyone yesterday like that. Maybe there was somebody, I don't know. But who I remember were the people like, wow, yeah, Hare Krishna, yeah. Those are the people I remember. That was so ecstatic, and even in the rain. So anyway, Srila Prabhupada went beyond any of his circumstances. Can you imagine 80 years old? Here I am in my, just becoming, going to cross into my later 50s. Right now I'm at the mid-50s, so I'm going to cross. I'm thinking my knees, you know, my this health condition, my that health condition. How can I continue? And I was worried about yesterday. God, all these devotees are probably just going to get sick. But I don't know. I don't think any of the devotees. I don't see any of the devotees that got, not even myself. Here I already had this condition. I was thinking it might get worse or whatever, but it didn't. So we watch Srila Prabhupada's example beyond any circumstance, beyond any situation. Srila Prabhupada went and kept preaching. And what benediction Sura Prabhu always reminds us? What benediction did Srila Prabhupada ask for, even though he's so ill? He was practically couldn't stand up. He asked for that benediction that he could die, preach until his last breath, that he could die preaching. Preach to his last breath. So we should also pray for that situation, that we can continue preaching, continue going on Harinam, continue the book distribution. If we want to be freed from these effects of Kali Yuga where we exploit, and as I said, it doesn't stop even with our own children. We exploit the animals. We think, just kill and eat that beast. Or even with the plants. Exploit the plants, cutting the trees like anything, so they can enjoy paper that they can write pornography or other nonsense trash. Prabhupada called it fit for crows. Crows gather in places where there's refuge. You know, so the exploitation is on every single level. Every single level. Unless we can take advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement, Prabhupada said we will be totally freed from the effects of Kali Yuga. Just like standing in the rain, those of us that had umbrellas, we were slightly sheltered. We still got wet. So in Kali Yuga, we will be sheltered by this Sankirtan movement. We will be sheltered by the Sankirtan movement. And we will be saved from these hellish effects of Kali Yuga. There's no more gentle people on the planet than the devotees. Devotees, as Prabhupada said, he didn't come to America to take. He only came to give. To give people Krishna consciousness. There's nothing better that we can give them than Krishna consciousness. Everyone's asking, can you send some donations to Haiti? Help the people. But how can we help them in the materialistic way? The devotee understands this is not really helping them. They're going to engage in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, gambling. But if we can give them Krishna consciousness, there are devotees who are trying to send a crew of devotees who can give them prasadam. But anyway, the point is that we cannot help the poor. Prabhupada said, the poor, anyone who does not have Krishna consciousness, he is poor. And this is the real wealth, to give them Krishna. This is the real wealth. So we can stop there. Are there any questions or comments? Anyone has? Corrections? Okay. Again, we want to thank all those devotees. Okay, Bhaktivedanta Prabhu. We only have 1 minute, so we'll do our best here.
Well, you mentioned the Haiti thing and trying to help out. Someone was mentioning last night, I think it was Ratnabhushana, that you know all these people are sending supplies and everything to Haiti, but there's no one there to distribute them and everything, so they're just like sitting in the airport. So it doesn't even really do any good anyway.
Karma. They're starving. The supplies are there, but they can't get the supplies through. The roads are devastated. The bridges collapsed. The situation there is so hellish. There's nothing more frustrating than you have the knowledge to help someone, but you can't get it to them or they can't receive it. So in the same thing in Krishna consciousness, we should try to understand our situation. We're so close. We're so close to going back to Godhead. And let's please keep taking advantage of the situation that we have. We have such a beautiful temple. We have such a beautiful community here. We have so much. Let's go out and give this Krishna consciousness and show others what they're missing. Let's give them that opportunity to experience what we've experienced. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nitai Gaura Premanandi.